Hi, my name is Jan, and I just wanted to leave a positive comment about my mother-in-law, who's now in heaven. She was really the best because she had had a negative experience with her own mother-in-law. So she worked really hard to be the best mother-in-law and really was more like a mother to me.
You know, when we mention the word mother-in-law, father-in-law, or in-laws in general, what comes to mind? What comes to your heart? Not to your mind. What comes to your heart? Is it a positive reaction? Is it sort of neutral? Or do you have some pain, difficulty, hurt? You know, the scripture says to those of us who are believers, followers of Christ, that we should do all that we can to live in unity with people. And so I'll tell you what we want to do here today. I know we could generate a lot of, I'm not getting along with my in-law calls, but I'd love to open the phone lines for those of you who would say, here's one thing that's been helpful. Here's one thing that's working. Here's one thing that we do that would be helpful to others who are listening today. Here or around the world at Intentional Living. One thing that helps you with your in-law relationships, a shout-out, a positive shout-out to an in-law that you'd like to share today. What you've learned, give us a call. Let's do this together, okay? 888-888-1717 is my number, 888-888-1717. Welcome to our friends on Facebook, by the way, and you're welcome to post right here below. A question, a comment, or maybe just a phrase or a sentence, one thing even, just one thing that has helped you in your relationship with your in-laws. And I'll read them here on the air. Or you can call 888-888-1717. We're live. We're in the studio today and taking your calls, 888-888-1717. You know, I was fortunate to have a good relationship with my in-laws. They're both in heaven now. You know, I think there was unity around the values that we shared, our belief in Christ, the direction of our lives, our priorities. I don't recall any major issues going through that process. I think one of the things that really helps us is being on the same page. They were pretty good about not butting in, trying to control, or offer too many comments. I think we all do that once in a while. It's part of relationships, I think, isn't it? And it's part of it. Andrew always got a comment here or there, right? I mean, that's part of what happens in life. But overall, we just really, really had a good relationship. So we were blessed. I know not all have been or are when it comes to in-law relationships. But if you have one thing, a shout-out you want to share, give us a call, 888-888-1717. We'll do our best to get you on. Let's start with our first one here coming in from Michigan.
Hi, this is Carrie from Michigan. I have two son-in-laws and a daughter-in-law, and it's so funny that Dr. Carlson is talking about in-laws right now, because my son-in-law just sent me a text that said, I'm sitting at lunch, and all my peers are complaining about their in-laws, and I am just so thankful for my in-laws. And I just want you to know that I love you both, and thank you so much. But I will tell you, that did not come easy. Learning how to be an in-law is just not that natural. You know, you want to protect your kids. You're still mom. And I've said that to my kids before. I'm still mom. I'm always going to be mom. But it's just remembering that these are adults. And I still remember Dr. Lehman telling me when my very youngest daughter, who was very stubborn, much like her mother, remember you're raising an adult and not a child. And so when you take those daughters, particularly across that aisle, and hand them over to their husbands, you really have a part of your life that's done. And now you get to see them flourish as adults. And I think that's the big part, is just letting yourself, allow yourself to watch your children grow and become adults and wonderful parents and wonderful people, and just appreciating that. And also, it does help a lot that I'm not in competition with my son-in-laws, right? I wasn't replaced there. It's just recognizing the great people that they are as adults. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that, Jerry. And you remind us that one of the roles we have as in-laws is when our children, you know, marry, there's a handoff occurring there, and the relationship now changes. There's a difference, a dynamic in that relationship that should occur. And I know sometimes it's difficult for some families. Sounds like for you, you got it straight in your head, Jerry. You did that. Sometimes it's very difficult. And sometimes in-laws can be a problem to the new couple, a problem to the marriage. And I've seen that, and it can be very destructive. Hey, love to have you join in. The lines have been very busy. One thing you'd like to share, one thing that has been helpful, one thing that's working for you, one thing that you want to pass along to someone else about in-law relationships with mother-in-law, father-in-laws, maybe a sibling, a sister-in-law, brother-in-law, whatever. Love to have you join in. 888-888-1717 is the number. Let's go to Michigan. Kaylee's on the line. Did I get your name right? Is it Kaylee?
It's Callie, like California.
Callie. All right. Well, welcome to the show today, Callie. What's your input?
My input is my wonderful mother-in-law has the pleasure of being a blended family mom, and I am married to her stepson, and we also have a blended family. So it's really nice that when we both are in that situation, I've really been able to lean on her as a coach and a mentor on how to navigate teams, right? And so I just really thank them for being open to providing honest feedback of where I am in a stepmom journey. And, you know, as my father-in-law walks through this with his wife as well, being able to sort of coach Chris on what that looks like from a husband perspective. So we've really been able to get super personal with each other. And I thank her and God every day for just continuing to be that mentor, because she's an amazing woman. And today is her birthday. So it's no coincidence at all that I'm bragging on her today.
Well, happy birthday to her. You know, Callie, you're unusual in that you're not threatened by a mother-in-law wanting input or sharing input. I'm sure that encourages her. I'm sure it helps her feel like she has, you know, she can contribute to the relationship as well. But the fact you're not threatened, why is it you think you're not threatened by the fact that, you know, you can talk so openly with her?
Well, two parts. One is I've known her for most of my life, so that definitely helps. But also because she comes from an encouraging approach, and so she makes her personality and the way that she interacts with her family warm. And so that encourages me to just be able to be really vulnerable with her and open up and lean on her for guidance and discernment.
So if she was critical or accusatory or whatever, it'd probably shut down that relationship, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. All right. Well, thank you, Callie. Appreciate your call.
You're welcome.
All right. We're talking in-laws today. And in particular, I mean, we could go south on the negative aspect. We know there's many of those. But we want to help you by giving you something. And I mean, you're going to pick up some great stuff here. The lines are very busy. I'd love to have you join in. We'll try to get you on or on Facebook. You can post one thing in a sentence or even just one word. And we'll try to read some of those on the air. That's helped you in in-law relationships. 888-888-1717 is the number. Quick break. We'll be back. More calls, more in-laws. Don't go away.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. We are Intentional Living. And we'll be right back.
You know, you travel, and as you will with the cruise, you're going to be standing in front of a lot of people and sharing your heart with people. I get the impression you like to be out there and minister to people, touching people, sharing with people, and communicating with people. That's really a part of who you are.
Mm-hmm. You know, it was something that the Lord just kind of brought us into a few years ago. We just began to kind of feel the leading of Holy Spirit to just stop our shows and to just find out what's out there. And sometimes the Lord would just put on our hearts what was out there, you know? The very first time it ever happened, I remember, I was like washing my hands in the restroom before we came out. And I just heard as clear as a bell, Holy Spirit just spoke to my heart and said, there are people out there who are dealing with infertility. You need to tell them I've not forgotten about them. That's right. And we just stopped the show, and I just said what he said, And there's a young lady who came down for prayer, and we stopped and prayed. And I didn't know what to tell her. I'd never been in that situation. But again, when I stepped up to her, I heard this very clear statement from the Lord. He just said, "You don't have children, but you are a mother." Mm-hmm. That's what he said. And so I just said what I heard him say, and she was wrecked. We prayed, and then the most wonderful Facebook message 2 years later, she goes, "I don't know if you remember me or not, but I did remember her." And she shares, I'm painting the nursery, listening to your songs, and we're going to have twins." Amen. And the Lord had just done a wonderful thing, man. But in that moment, she just needed to know that she hadn't been forgotten, you know, and the Lord hasn't forgotten any of us. And I love getting to be part of that process.
Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave, and he's a big daddy. He and his wife, Candace, and kids are going to be with Donna and me, along with Evan and Kelly Carlson, our ministry president, Evan. And we're leading this cruise to Alaska coming up in, what, several weeks here, June 12 through 19. And boy, we're looking forward to it. And I've just been finishing up on what I'm going to be talking about during my, you know, my sessions. I'm going to have some. Here's the way it works. You've never been on a cruise. Most of the time it's going to be you and your spouse, or if you're coming with friends or family, just enjoying the sights, the scenery, and all of the beautiful things of a cruise. But when we're together and we're at sea, right, there's nothing going on with our meetings when it's going to be an activity. But when we're at sea, we have times to get together in our own space with our own group and share a time of worship. Mike's going to be leading us in worship. Mike Weaver, Big Daddy Weave, will be singing. He's putting on a concert. I'm going to be sharing some. Evan's sharing. And I've just been wrapping up what I'm talking about this week. And I'm going to be talking about the seasons of life, about intentional living, how we can, whatever season you're in, make it the season that's going to be transformational for you, for your family, and for the years that you have left. What does that mean? What's God teach us about living intentionally in Christ? It'll be very positive. It's going to be a great week. Looking forward to it. A great time to go, by the way, to Alaska. Nice, cool weather, yet it's going to be beautiful weather in June. Love to have you be a part of it. If you haven't gotten your cabin, I hope you will. Come on out. Be a part of this with us. It's a life-changing event. I'll tell you what. Cruise is one of those things you'll be talking about to friends and family for years and years and years, and showing pictures and talking about the great time you had. So get that cabin reserved today, June 12 through 19, cruise to Alaska, by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the button there for cruise. You'll see it's all on the page there. You know, today we're talking about in-laws and the power of a good relationship. How do you do it? We're asking for one thing that's made a difference. Let's get back to our calls. We want to get as much help out as we can. Stephanie is joining us in Michigan. Hi, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon. I'm wishing the sun would come out, but other than that, I'm good.
Well, I'll tell you what. I know it's a little cooler in Michigan still, but here in Tucson, where I'm located, it's going to be 98 degrees today and sunny. Now, that is summer on steroids, right? So enjoy the day.
Maybe we can come up with a happy medium.
There you go. We can meet in the middle. All right. Hey, what's your one thing for in-laws, Stephanie?
Well, I was blessed with in-laws, wonderful in-laws, 25 years ago. And they're actually celebrating their 56th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And they are just wonderful. But one of the things that I have found, even though we have a great relationship, it's important for me to keep the lines of communication open. So I have found that whenever they... I mean, whether they're sick or not, I'm always taking them food. So cooking is something that I do for them and provide them with a couple of meals throughout the week and, you know, just kind of help to alleviate that stress a couple days a week. So, you know, the cooking aspect of it has actually helped me, too, because I love hearing the reviews and inspires me to do more for them. So, you know, our communication is wonderful. My cooking has improved. And I'm just thankful for that relationship. Very, very thankful.
Well, you know what you're doing. You're being very intentional. That's what we talk about. Figure out what pleases Christ. I can't imagine it doesn't please God, bring glory to Him when a daughter-in-law is reaching out, helping aging parents, in-laws, and saying, hey, let me bring you a meal. Let me serve you in this way. There's something that happens in a relationship when someone reaches out and serves like that. It's powerful. All right. Thank you, Stephanie. Appreciate it. Enjoy the day and even some of the clouds. Okay. Let's go to Sherry in Florida. Hi there, Sherry. How you doing today?
Hello, Dr. Carlson. I'm doing well.
Good. What's your one? Appreciate your call. What's your one thing for in-laws?
I don't have one thing. I have many things because God has blessed me beyond measure with my wonderful in-laws. They are both very versed in the Word, and it's wonderful to be able to just have conversations with them about the Lord and about God's Word. My mother-in-law has been to the Holy Land multiple times, and I, whenever I have a chance to go up to see them, I love sitting with her and looking through the photo albums so that she can show me all the places I've never been. So, but no, they're good people, and they, from the very beginning, even when I and their son were still in the dating phase, they welcomed me into their family, and excuse me, I had lost my mother 6 years ago to breast cancer, and my in-laws never had the opportunity, or my husband never had the opportunity to meet my mom, but they both, not meeting her, they came to her services to support me.
Mm.
Which really spoke volumes yeah. to me of the type of people that they are. And so they're just wonderful. They're wonderful people. I enjoy spending time with them. A lot of times they are up in North Georgia, and a lot of times I'll go up there by myself without my husband, and specifically just to go visit them. As I enjoy their company so much.
That is really powerful. You know what? And you point out something that I hope can transfer to all of us in our relationships with our in-laws. It was the act. I mean, the fact that they came to a service when they didn't even know the people, you know them well, because they wanted to support you. It's those little things. Not that's a big thing, but yeah, seemingly it's a small investment of time, and yet it has a huge response. It has a huge impact. And sometimes it's the little things that are said, the little things that are done, the attitude in the relationship. If you've got a negative relationship with an in-law, try changing it by your own behavior, by your own words in small ways. We talk about the power of one thing, doing one thing over an extended period of time. Try doing one thing for the next 30 days. In fact, ask yourself the question, then answer it. What one thing could you do over the next 30 days in an in-law relationship that would make the greatest difference? It could be something you do or something you stop doing. Either way, but one thing on your part for 30 days. We're talking about in-laws today. I have to admit that we've been really blessed. I mean, we've got a great daughter-in-law. We love her. And our son-in-law, married to our daughter, Andrea, and they're in Africa, Chris. And I mean, he's a great son-in-law. We just have good relationship. And probably do mostly because they're just good people, not because of anything that I am. But certainly it's something that God has put in their own lives. We have been blessed, that's for sure. Talking about in-law relationships, I'll tell you what, let's take another quick break here. We'll be back. Got a couple more calls we'll get to before we wrap up the show today. I hope it's been an encouragement to you so far. I know whatever I need to know, and that's enough to get by. The old grumpy man syndrome. Are there any grumpy old women, too? Or is it just grumpy old men? I'm not going to answer that. I just... My life is just throwing out questions, you know? I'm not sure the point I was trying to make there, but that's an excerpt from the lesson this month on intentional living can change your life. It can. And it's one of the messages, in fact, I'll be building off of coming up on the cruise that I mentioned. But for members, watch for it. You'll be seeing the whole lesson. It'll be coming your way, video and audio, for this month. Probably out to you already. For those of you who joined us recently during our special fundraiser, that's coming to you as well. And thanking you for your support as a reminder here just in this month of April, for those who are becoming members of Intentional Living, part of the Intentional Living community, your monthly support is allowing us to fulfill mission together and reaching people for Christ, helping save marriages and families by teaching what does it mean to know Him and then to live that every day. That's where the rubber meets the road in our lives. I thank you for your support. But this month, to say thank you, not only the lesson every month, a brand new teaching will be coming to you automatically by email, but this month, the Intentional Word Chronological Bible, all 66 books of the Bible in chronological order, available today when you join the ministry in support. Just simply go to theintentionallife.com and join so many others who are becoming part of the Intentional Living community, theintentionallife.com. And thank you for your support. We appreciate it. Talking in-laws today, let's go to Catherine in Kansas. Hi, Catherine. How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic. Appreciate your call. What's your one thing about in-laws?
So kind of like your other callers, there's really a lot that I have, about my in-laws. So one, I just want to say that I am actually several years older than my husband. So my mother-in-law is not too far off from my age, as she was young when she had her son, which is my husband. And she's done such a wonderful job with all of her children. So I'm always eager to hear her words of advice. Her demeanor is very forgiving. I fall short in so many ways, and she does not judge me. She's always quick to remind me to go back to the Bible and to read up on the verses, anything that I don't feel comfortable with, or anything that I start to complain. She's just so forgiving, and she she's just great. She loves to do different kind of cooking, and she's always open to learn my style of cooking. She's always ready to help me, with my children. Again, she's just so forgiving. And, she did such a great job with, her kids that, really does make me just want to listen to everything that, she has to say. And I find myself going over there just to sit and talk with her, just to kind of hear, more background on, things that she's been through, and, kind of trying to get more background to understand, my husband and why he is the way that he is, that, might frustrate me. But if I can have a backstory, maybe I can be more understanding. And, come to find out, we are a lot alike, and I think that God definitely put this family in my life for a reason. And I'm estranged from my family, and I live in Kansas. All of my blood family is in St. Louis, Missouri, so I'm very far away from home, and I really don't have anybody here in Kansas. And I have definitely been blessed to have my in-laws in my life, because they really are my family too.
Powerful story. Yeah, I think we hear that often. I don't have a family, and boy, my in-laws have become family. One of the things you said, very important, forgiveness. In-laws who won't forgive, in-laws who hold a grudge, create huge problems for families. Let me say it again. In-laws who won't forgive, in-laws who hold a grudge, create problems for the entire family. And so we're hearing the story of forgiveness. Boy, absolutely necessary in life. Misty in Arizona, welcome to the show, Misty. What's your one thing for in-laws?
Well, I have to just talk about my mother-in-law real quick. She has just been a complete blessing in my life. I have had her in my life for 26 years now, and just an amazing woman, just encouraging. And, you know, when me and her son would fight, you know, she would just give us advice. And about 3 years ago, I found myself in Florida on our 23rd wedding anniversary. And my husband was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer that had metastasized. Mm. We had no idea. And he went into a coma about 3 days after finding out, and I lost him within 20 days after that. And so through that whole thing, she has just, you know, been my rock. I've helped her. She's helped me. But the main thing is, you know, when I started going to that dating pool again that I hadn't navigated in, you know, 20 some years, she was supportive and she encouraged me and was, you know, told me, you know, you're not meant to be alone. You know, you're young still. You need to get out there. You know, this is what your husband would want. And so that really helped me to be able, you know, to navigate those waters again. And she has just, she's been a rock. So I'm just so grateful for her.
Mm. Well, that's a healthy relationship. You know, today we've heard healthy relationships. I could have opened the line and said, what about the unhealthy ones? And we could have gotten equally number of calls. But I've heard a few things this half hour, which I think are critical as we wrap up this show today. We talked about forgiveness, about communication. We didn't hear it, but we just assumed because we didn't hear it, there were clear boundaries in place, healthy boundaries. There was respect. There was maturity on the part of the in-law, but there was also the senior in the in-law relationship, but there's also maturity on the junior in the relationship. The daughter-in-law or son-in-law, a willingness to listen, to learn, to connect, to communicate. And these are principles. But I think the most powerful thing that we've heard this hour that needs to be reinforced, if in a relationship with an in-law, you are unwilling to forgive or you hold grudges, it will damage the whole relationship. That doesn't mean there's not issues that need to be confronted. In fact, it came up today, we need to have honesty and openness and communication. But when there's a holding on of grudges and unforgiveness, it can become a cancer in a relationship that ought not be like that. And so that's the encouragement today. Thank you, Andrew, Stephen, Gino, there on Facebook, running Facebook for us, and our Facebook friends, thank you. Again, if you have a comment you'd like to leave for today, go to our comment line at 888-888-1717, and you can leave your comment there. Come to our website at theintentionallife.com to find out how to join the community and about our upcoming cruise. And I'll see you again tomorrow on Intentional Living.